Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's Hour 5 of the Nation, and it is time now for the one opportunity that you get every couple of months to call in and compete against your fellow Tolos for the best phone call of the day. That is right. It's time now for the 6 o'clock sound off at 877-881-1053. Wow, it's been so long, I forget the rules. Number one is you only have 30 seconds. Number two is you got to sound off like you got a pair.
Oh, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
And we're doing fine.
And number three, I won't tell you, but we're doing fine. And if you ask it, you'll hear the dial tone at 877-881-1053. Do the Cowboys have a chance at fixing this? Who is most at fault for this train wreck? Is it the front office? Is it the coaching staff? Could the right head coach fix this? And what was going on with some of those passes Dak Prescott threw? You know, he's supposed to be the best quarterback in the NFL. That's what his salary says, right? I mean, thought Derek Carr significantly outplayed him yesterday, but maybe that goes back to the coaching. Again, at 877-881-1053, we'll get through all of your phone calls, and then we will all vote on which one we like the best, and that is your 6 o'clock sound-off winner. Couple of lines open right now if you want to jump in. Lucas will get you screened up here between callers, so you might have to let it ring for a second. But we're going to kick this off here on line one. It's one of our favorite callers. It's your guy, Rodeo Ron, here in the G-Bag Nation. Ron, good evening. Sound off like you got a pair.
I'm so thankful that these Dallas Cowboys defense and our local police, because if they were trying to catch a criminal, they wouldn't be able to catch one at all. This week, Brandon Aubrey should line every one of those dang Cowboy defensive player off and kick a right square in the gonads. And remember, if you're not listening to 105.3 The Fan, G-Bag Nation, drinking Jim Beam, where the F you at?
That's right, baby.
Go, Ron.
Nice work, Ron. I like that idea. Aubrey should get to kick every defender right there in the nuts.
What was the, his theme to start out with? Because I always write this down because I want to make sure.
Just to remember.
I forget what, was that if the Cowboys were as good as local law enforcement? I forget where he lives, but apparently they're having a tough time apprehending criminals.
There. Okay, so it's a criminal thing then. Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make sure when we vote, we kind of know what we're talking about.
Rodeo Ron criminals.
Criminals, yeah, criminals. Got that. Okay.
I did think yesterday was a perfect opportunity to line up Brandon Aubrey there towards the end of the game. Like, when are you going to attempt the 71-yarder? Right there. just be like, okay, guys, we just need to get it to, like, the 46? What is that? Is that the 46-yard line?
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know.
You're the numbers guy on the show, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 54. You want to get to the 46-yard line of the opposition. That's your 71-yarder. Hang it and bang it.
I believe we were talking about this in the press box. Bobby and Nick Harris were keeping track. I believe the game finished where Brandon Aubrey's on pace to kick 68 field goals on the season, which would be the record by 16 field goals.
It's amazing.
It's disgusting. It's a line two. Jeremy, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off like you got a pair, sir.
What is up, G-Bag Nation, man? You know what really pisses me off? The fact that everybody's blaming Dak. They paid Dak $60 million. What, is he supposed to go out there and tackle everybody? Come on, man. Our defense was absolutely horrible. We need this defensive line to freaking step up. Our defensive tackles need to freaking grow a pair. You want to talk about fans growing a pair? That D-line needs to grow a pair and freaking step up. I'm tired of this, man.
Thank you,
freaking
Jeremy.
Tired of it.
Open to line at 877-881-1053. Yeah, I think just about everybody deserves blame. Like, Brian, you watched the film Both Sides. Did anybody play great?
No. I mean, that's, I mean, we were talking kind of like Schoonmaker and some stuff, some positivity from him. But other than that, not really, no. I mean, it wasn't.
Lamb had an awesome play.
Yeah, that's, they needed more from, they needed more from their offense, and they got down the red zone, didn't get it. But yeah, the defense was poor all day. You just, you know, you could never, you were, the only hope you had was to keep scoring along with them and maybe get a stop. But, you know, you couldn't keep scoring along with them, and then you couldn't get a stop. So I think to say everybody, coaches included, bad day for everybody.
Rookie left tackle?
It's okay. Steele was worse.
Wow.
Steele was worse in this game. Steele gave it more pressures than the rookie left tackle.
$18 million right
but
tackle.
But Guyton, definitely not a great game.
No, no, not, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
Steele was really bad.
No, not
really
no bad, I'm not sitting there saying that. I'm saying that your right tackle wasn't very good in the game yesterday.
Yeah. Let's see if Big Truck Driver can be good. He's on line three. Sound off like you got a pair.
This is the Big Truck Driver. I tell you what, D man.
Yeah.
First things first. Jerry Jones needs to go up there and fire himself as the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. He needs to go up there, hire a general manager, hire a good coach, coach these boys up, coach that defense up, learn how to tackle, put a hat on a hat, pop somebody's head off, man. We need to get back to Jimmy Johnson, 1992-93 football. Come on.
There he goes, Big Truck Driver, sounding off like he's got a pair.
That was awesome.
Jerry to fire himself.
Grow a pair and then fire himself.
That was great.
Yeah, we do need organizations win championships. There's no doubt about it. Two most important things, your front office, your coaching staff, before you can even think about it. Line four is a gentleman named B. Way. You're in the nation. Way. Sound off.
What's up, G-Bag Nation?
Yo.
Hey, I agree with that guy about Jerry Jones. He need to fire himself and Stephen Bowe and hire a coach that can and let him coach them up and stop blaming everything on Dak, because Dak can't win games by himself.
That's right. B-Way opens a line at 877-881-1053. I think it's been like 4 or 5 years now that I'm saying fix the running game, fix the running game, fix the running game, and you end up third and long again and again and again. It's surprising they were like 45% yesterday on third down. Like it was actually pulling a rabbit out of a head, you know, old Whittonism.
Yeah, that's right.
Pulling a rabbit out of his head.
It doesn't matter.
Here's line five, Tim. You're in the nation. Sound off.
G-Bag Nation.
Yo.
Why do we do this every year? Why do we sit on here and we have all these Dallas Cowboys fans and they're upset, acting like we're supposed to do something? We ain't going to do nothing. We got a $60 million quarterback with a 2-cent arm. We got a defense that's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. We got a owner who's playing a GM and he just keeps playing the part. But it almost like we got a GM from the Wish store instead of a real GM. We got a coach who's hanging on last year's morals. We got a defensive coordinator that's playing like it's the 1980s. And then all of us are getting hype and, oh, yeah, we did something because we won the first game. But, guys, come on. Y'all didn't see this coming? Y'all didn't see that we got a dadgum holy defense that just allows anybody and their mother to run? We can't run the ball. We don't have any playmakers. We ain't got any dogs. But here we are sitting here all upset today. Get real. Make all a right. Maloney sandwich. And
time's
let's
up.
Go.
Good call, Tim. I let you go long because you were kind of on fire there a little bit.
He was heating up for sure.
But yeah.
Was the defense bad against the Browns?
No, we were thinking that maybe this defense finally could be like, holy crap, is this an elite unit? But we did say we need to see them against a unit that is not without their starting offensive tackle.
This was the truth.
And has a capable quarterback. Deshaun Watson is not, and the Browns were wounded up front.
Do you feel like that this team is closer to what was yesterday than it was against the Browns?
It's probably closer to what we saw against the Browns.
It's in the middle.
Because they're probably going to win more games than they lose. We saw this happen last year where they lose in an atrocious fashion.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This team has the ability to absolutely dominate average and below competition that makes them appear elite statistically. But against anything good, it's like they revert to one of the worst teams.
It just kind of didn't feel like the Saints were really good though, right?
Mm-mm.
No. But to be fair, we were working on very little knowledge. We were one game into the season with a new with a new situation with the Saints.
Yeah.
So there was more unknowns than knowns. But yes, they have completely overachieved through 2 weeks. The Saints.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think they're going to make the playoffs.
And the Cowboys?
The Saints.
The Saints.
Yeah, the Saints.
We kind of felt like the Cowboys were going to be 9-8, though, right?
Yeah.
When we did the checklist, that we had them sitting at 1-1.
We went through and all voted as a show, and 9-8 ended up winning. But yeah. I think as the offseason went on, I even had them at like 11-6, and I think they'll still win around 10 games.
The biggest problem that they have, to me, and I don't think it's the defense. I think it's actually the offense. I think it's the offense, that inability to run the football, the inability to play in the red zone, and your quarterback can't miss any throws. And it's not all his fault.
Yeah.
They've got to overcome. If they're going to have some of these struggles and play all these young guys like we talked about on defense, you know, they've got to help their defense as much as they can.
Did you see guys open on offense?
Not really.
No.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like CeeDee Lamb against the world.
See, that's exactly. Yeah, that's where
your second best player, Ferguson, wasn't playing.
Yeah, but
it's a big gap between him and CeeDee.
But like I say, it can't be such a struggle on offense to move the ball. And I know that guys weren't always open, but you've got to figure out ways to get guys open.
They can't run against a light box. That's why they can't get guys open.
Is it all about the running game though?
I think so. I think you got to be balanced. You got to make them defend the whole field. Dax, I mean, there's very few quarterbacks. They're even slowing down the Chiefs. You know, this scheme is slowing down great quarterbacks. You know, much less slightly above average ones. Yeah, I don't get how the Joneses can continue to look at this and think, yeah, Dak can do it by himself. You know, with 3 yards per attempt running game, but you know, it's been going on for so many years since Zeke's been through his prime. Like really, since 2019 or 2020, you had you had Tony Pollard, who should have lit the league on fire, and you didn't go to him until he was injured. You know, it's just a horrible mismanagement of how they allocate resources to get a running game. Colby's on line 7. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Colby, sound off like you got a pair.
Hey, lucky line 7. Let's get this going. I'll tell you what, guys. That running game, oof. We can block the save from Dak.
I think just
sorry about that, Colby. Everybody walked away. So guess what? Now we got to bring back some defensive help to stop the run. I tell you what, if we can't stop the run, forget going 11, whatever, 9, whatever. We're winning 7 games this year. Book it.
I like that take, Colby. Coming in strong.
Book it.
And it's starting to look like I gotta ask myself, you know, is this thing, you know, slowing down to a point? If you look at some of the losses late last year, Green Bay, and now this New Orleans game, maybe I got to reevaluate. Maybe they're no longer capable of beating the wild card teams, and they're sliding back with what they've lost and age on a player like Zach Martin into being even worse than that. But I'll continue to let this thing play out. I've never been super optimistic on this team, but I was willing to be open-minded after the training camp and after week one. Like, okay, let's see what you got. But to me, they just revealed that they're going the opposite way of where they need to be headed. And I think next year is going to be a rebuilding year as well. This might be until we get to 2026 before they can start with an upward trajectory again. Here's Ash on line 8. You're in the Nation. Sound off like you got a pair, buddy.
Thank you so much for taking the call, fellas. Yeah. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Can the G-Bag Nation listeners just take a chill pill, please? It's week 2. Did we look around the league and see all these other teams that have lost this week, that have lost week 1? It's week 2. Dak Prescott, I hear national media talking about Dak Prescott should give his money back. Imagine going to your employer who's paid you, gave you a promotion, and then someone say, give the money back. He can't play DN. He can't play middle linebacker. He can't play wide receiver. You got guys falling down, slipping and falling. It's week 2. Relax.
I love it, Ash. I do feel like this is a continuation off the train wreck we've seen really for the last 4 seasons, though.
Oh, don't tell that to Brad Sham.
Is that right? We're going to hear more about that. That was a pretty good call. Take a chill pill. I don't know, though. I think we've definitely seen enough, and I don't think anybody's really overreacting because this is a continuation of what we saw against Green Bay. We were hoping Zimmer's approach could make them more fundamentally sound, but that was just hopium last week. Line 9 is Danny. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Danny, what you got?
Boys, boys, boys. I want to shout out against Mr. Jerry Jones. We get the richest owner in the NFL, the most expensive franchise in the NFL, and he forgot to put the defense on the plane in Cleveland, Ohio. Where did they go? They weren't at the game. I know that. Will we have a bunch of scrubs on the field?
It was imposters, Danny. I like the call. Let's finish up with imposters. Chris Brown back on line one. Finishes up here in the sound off, buddy. What you got?
G-Bag Nation, I'm just – CeeDee Lamb can't be the only receiver we have. I'm going to need some receivers to start stepping up because what I seen yesterday was just right out atrocious.
You're right about that, Chris.
Yeah.
Tough scene.
Atrocious.
It, what'd you say? It's CeeDee Lamb, and he's the only playmaker you have.
Yeah.
And then you don't have anybody that's pulling the strings from a schematic standpoint that's helping any one of these guys be a little bit better than themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, somebody has to step up and tell the Joneses the hard truth about the way they construct football teams. I'm hoping, you know, a new coach with a more of a visionary mindset could, you know, they call it managing upward, where I have the ideas that my boss isn't even thinking about. I'm going to take these ideas to him and change the course of our entire organization. That's a tough needle to thread. Is it Chris Brown who said the wide receiver's no good? Danny says forgot to put the defense on the plane. Ash, take a chill pill. Colby, running game, oof. Tim, why do we do this every year? Have a quarterback with a two-cent arm, he said. B. Way agrees with Jerry on firing himself and hire a coach who can coach the team up. Big truck driver Jerry needs to grow a pair and fire himself. Jeremy, the fact everybody's blaming Dak ticked him off. And Rodeo Ron, Aubrey should line up all the defenders and kick them right in the gonads. That's my vote, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to rock with old big truck driver.
Lucius,
that was good.
I just want to say a shout out to all the Tolos that called in. You guys did a great job this time. Cheers, I was guys. Highly entertained through all the calls.
Nice.
Want to encourage that.
Yeah.
Big truck driver.
It's 2-1, Woolchuck.
I think it was one of the best call-ins we've had when it comes to the 6 o'clock sound off. Really enjoyed it. But yeah, big truck driver for sure. Brought the energy.
Yeah, he did. I like when people call him from the road like that. So let's go.
He honked the horn, bro.
Yeah, how about that?
My man has sound effects. He had his own soundboard.
There he goes.
Do kids still do that for entertainment in their back seats? I don't think so.
Do this? Nah, yeah. They don't do it.
I mean, we did slug bugs.
Yeah, no. Yeah, me too. That.
We did the 18-wheelers. All kinds of fun games you play over the years. We probably can't even play slug bug anymore. Score would be like 1-0 on a 5-hour drive. That's if you got off the highway.
Just don't see him.
Okay, where are we going next, Woolchuck?
Two guys, one booth, shall we? The best highlights from a 9-hour Cowboys game day.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're in the fan.
All right, welcome back, Nation. It is time now for Two Guys, One Booth. With Woolchuck and Chiafalo going through the broadcast day and the most entertaining and interesting portions of it. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump to frankelfirm.com. Now, here's Woolchuck and Chiafalo with your Two Guys. One Booth.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. There is no better way to relive a Cowboy game day than right here in the G-Bag Nation. Brad Sham, Babe Laufenberg, maybe Christy Scales, perhaps the pre and post.
And you never know.
I heard there was quite the call on the post-game show as well yesterday, and we will relive it all right now.
Oh, we begin with the pregame show, and Ryan brought us, you might have just had the crystal ball working, but Brad Sham was having none of it. Actually thought you were just being an old crusty.
Brad, I felt like this game kind of had a little Arizona vibe to it. That I was like...
From last year?
Yeah, that I'm not... I'm like, could you...
That's because your glasses... That's why they called you crusty.
That's, I'm just...
that's
I'm just,
right, Brad.
I should have had your back on that.
That's right, Brad. And my teammate over there. That's right, Brad.
Get him.
Tell him.
Tear his ass up, Brad.
It's all right.
I didn't help you, though, when he went after you. And
oh, we'll get to the sushi. Don't you worry, Brian. We can judge your performance here in a moment.
Yeah, well, and it's well, I guess, yeah, let's, here's Brad on waking up before game. It was an earlier game this week. So how does Brad?
If it was a 3:30 game, I would certainly want to be out the door by 11. So...
You
will someday find out, Eric.
Yeah.
There comes a time when your body tells you what time to get up.
Yeah.
And you have had to stay up later than I am now physically able of staying up to sleep in. So 8 o'clock for me now, sadly, is sleeping in.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
by my choice. Just how it is. You'll find out. Mel Brooks, the great Mel Brooks. In character as the 2,000-year-old man. Google that.
All right, I'm on it.
Said very wise words. We mock the things we are to be.
Yes.
Wow. I love it. Look at this. Absolutely getting profound here on a Cowboys game day with the voice
you
of the Cowboys.
You brought it up.
Brad
I'm just
Shan.
Sitting.
I did. And you dunked it, man. That was beautiful.
Was there ever a more sarcastic, wow, I love it, from Eric there? Wow, I love it.
That was on me for asking him his game day routine and
you
how
did.
It changes for a noon kick.
You
know, but I didn't expect him to go down the 2,000-year-old well and come back with what he came back with. So that one's on me, and so is this next one.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. We had Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, on earlier. And,
yeah, I know. I was sitting right next to him part of the time.
He was very impressed with the sushi halftime spread there. Just a tip of the cap.
Yeah, well, you know what? Can I just say this?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys just need to go on the QT with the sushi halftime spread. That's our thing. And
yeah.
the more you advertise that over the intercontinental interballistic airwaves, then you know, then the more people are going to be saying, "Hey, wait a minute, what is this? Just listen to the old man. Just shut up and come in and enjoy the sushi." Can you do that?
Yes,
I do, Brad.
This is really on me, Brad.
I apologize for my colleagues to my right.
Broadus hates it every time I bring it up because he knows that's one less sushi roll that he's going to have an opportunity for.
Brad
somebody.
Says. Have some, Brian. Yeah. I have some.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. But can I? Would I be safe in guessing, Eric?
Yeah.
That
Eric.
You talk about this publicly a lot more than Brian does?
Oh, 1,000%, Brad. Right. Absolutely. I'm
and
fascinated by it.
Is there anything to be gleaned? You can be fascinated all you want. Your eyes can bug out of your head.
They do.
You know, they can roll back. You can be all googly about it.
They
but
have.
You don't have to talk about it out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a nice little thing that they do.
Yeah.
There are many ways that people don't know about, nor do they have to, that the Cowboys do things to make some parts of the machine run a little more well-oiled. And that's just not something that has to be reported on.
They are first class in everything they do, and it. Yeah, it
do you hear anything I'm saying, Eric?
No.
I know. And then I think he puts you in timeout later on, and I know you made a point of going back to get the sushi at halftime, which you don't always do.
No, I made a point this time. I'd been craving it. I didn't get to...
After the two big plates of prime rib?
Yeah. Well, yes. Listen, you know how it goes, man, on a game day. We come
it had
prepared.
Been 90 minutes since he ate, Brian.
You know, it's funny.
And I got no sushi in the preseason, so I had to make it a point. I'm getting some sushi.
I do think Blake eats more food during a game than you.
Oh, I'm disrespected by that take, but...
Eric ate 2 pounds of ground beef today.
Thank you.
2 pounds of just ground beef.
I wish I had two. One wasn't enough.
It was just one?
Yeah, it was just one.
Looks like insane.
Now I'm catching a hankering for some cow. All right, let's see. What's next here? Two guys, one booth. We'll get to Brad ripping a little bit of Walchuk a little bit later on there as we get to the post.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. It's like three guys... running from a zombie horde, and you're each taking turns like trying to trip the other one. Get him!
Hey!
Out of here!
Well, me, we're kind of poking the bear a little bit every time we get Brad Sham on us, and it's somewhat intentional. I did ask him a question. You know, this is probably the first time he's ever called a game with a guy named Kool-Aid, right?
Yes.
That was Jaquiski.
Hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Oh, it's all right. We could do the fourth one first, the cut four.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Brad, did you ever imagine you'd be calling games where one of the players was named Kool-Aid?
Oh, I listen, we are so past me not having imagined calling a game where guys were called something or other. No, but why not? What the hell?
And then it happened where he's got to actually call Kool-Aid by his name in the game.
That was Jaquiski, Jaquistri McKinski.
Yeah. I hope he never makes another tackle.
I know, I know. His grandmother nicknamed him Kool-Aid because he said he had a smile like the Kool-Aid man in the commercials.
Jaquiski McKinstry. McKinstry.
That was Jaquiski, Jaquistri McKinski.
McKinski.
The end of the street of the first name. I mean, there was a lot going on there.
There was a ton going on there. That's fantastic. All right, here's more from Brad and Babe.
At the 35, it's Vaughn and Turpin in the backfield again. And again, it's Turpin in motion out to the left, and he fakes the screen this time. Good block from the left tackle, Guyton. Deep ball down the left side. Lamb's getting held, hugged, mugged, and undressed.
Now, this is going to be interesting because it's an uncatchable ball. There's a flag down.
Yeah, and it ended up being uncatchable, but hugged, mugged, and undressed. Pretty good description there of what was going on. Now, Babe did play in the National Football League for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he's got a lifelong memory from it, and, well, it happens to be on his body.
I know all we have to do is say Saints and ribs, and you think immediately of Ricky Jackson.
My rib still sticks out. Every time I see Ricky Jackson, I always say, hey, feel this. That's you. He's, oh, I'm sorry, Babe.
He's not, though.
No,
he's
wasn't.
Not. Second and 10.
All right, let's go ahead and get to them doing some level of gambling on the broadcast.
Making the playoffs extraordinary is doing it 36 times. So when you toast America's most extraordinary team, choose the world's most extraordinary tequila. Tequila Herradura. Extraordinary awaits. 9:30 remaining here in the second quarter. Saints have had the ball three times. They've scored touchdowns all three times. Ouch. They lead it now 21-6.
I have a prediction.
Please.
If the Saints score a touchdown every time they have the ball, they're going to win the game.
I bet you I can bet on that somehow. I don't bet, by the way.
It's illegal.
Yeah. Well, it's not illegal for 99% of the world.
No, but for
this
us
1%,
it is.
Yes.
For us it is.
I have no desire to.
The
either.
Last time the Cowboys gave up 21 points to the...
No desire to either. But
no desire.
Hey. Not anymore.
And then we know about Babe and his love for the halftime cookies. That's his thing. He loves his cookies.
Well, and the chicken tendies.
And the tendies.
And they are impressive.
So he's got a sushi thing and he hits the cookies?
It's Babe usually doesn't mess with the cookies. Usually, like, Brad will have the cookies the sushi. And,
yeah.
Babe will do the chicken tendies and the cookies.
Okay. Yeah.
But he loves his cookies, and he happened to have some cookies while doing a read.
Lowe's knows pros, need the right tools.
You want to finish the cookie and you want
I had a cookie. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
From the top, Lowe's knows pros need the right tool for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Because
that is fantastic. I love that. Dude, those are tongue twisters, man. They're not doing them any favors with some of those reads. The home gating?
Zero. I think Zero is involved with this. Our guy Zero. Zero, I think, is messing with him a little bit.
He doesn't write them.
Those commercial writers, bro, you can tell that they don't broadcast.
Yeah.
You say that.
Oh, no. It's tough. You guys were laughing at me for my guacamole reads and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It you read it and you're like going, this doesn't sound right.
It's not the easiest.
So you're not confident while you're doing it.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
All right, Brad wants us, this is now towards the end of the game, everything's out of hand, and Brad wants to make sure that we do not question this particular part of the game.
This has been a spanking. Don't question that at all. This has been all New Orleans all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spanking.
It's pretty well put there, Brad, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. But he does leave us here, and this is why you love guys like Brad and Babe after basically four quarters of embarrassment and disgust and borderline being disrespectful to the sport itself, they still find a way to come over the top with a glass half full note.
Well, the good news for the Cowboys is they get a little breather next week with Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. You don't even have to play your starters to beat Baltimore, do you?
Wow. And that's really the silver lining, man, as we look ahead to next week. Really now, before we can look ahead to next week, we have to look back at that disastrous four quarters. And that's when we get to the postgame show, the Miller Lite Club, which I'm sure was just filled with rabid Saints fans.
There's a lot of Saints fans in the Miller Lite Club yesterday.
Yeah, dominating
fans,
you guys.
A lot of drunk Saints fans.
Absolutely. Here's part one of Brad not liking Walchuk's question.
But today, in every aspect, they were better.
Yeah, they were, and they deserve credit. But I wonder, Brad, to me there's a bit of a theme in some of these losses now when the Cowboys fall down.
They've had one loss, Zach. They've had one loss.
They've had one loss.
This is not last year's team.
It's not last year's team, but the loss felt a lot like all the losses last year that they had. And there's a lot of the same players, and there's the same coach.
Well, it's a whole different defense. It's a whole different defense. It's a different defensive coach. There are several different defensive players. So they've lost one game. This is not last year. They may not win another game. They may stink. But don't make this be about last year, because it's not last year. This is this year with all different kinds of problems and wrinkles and pluses and minuses, and you've got to figure it out for this year, and it takes more than 2 weeks.
Okay.
How dare you, Walchuk?
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
Suggest that it's a continuation.
I don't know. I mean, you still got Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, Trayvon Diggs, Malik Hooker, Donovan Wilson, Damone Clark. Should I continue going down the list of the same players that are there? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but they got rid of that head coach.
But hey, they got Marshawn Nealand and Eric Kendricks, and they do have Mike Zimmer.
True. Kalen Carson.
Kalen Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know, I feel like everybody's frustrated in their own way.
There are a lot of frustrations going on.
Yeah.
And they're all warranted. Here's more from Brad not liking Walchuk's question. I believe maybe Brad is trying to come to...
Oh, yeah, no, here's Brian, you know, circling back, like being a good teammate. And, you know, I was being respectful and not going too overboard.
Hey, yeah, but...
I think we're maybe that Zach, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, that there is a theme when they play against teams that have a physical nature to them, that maybe this is a problem.
Yeah, you can't stop the run, and you get bullied.
Well, yeah. The second touchdown was a 70-yard pass.
Sure.
The first possession, that was an 80-yard drive, and it was a great mix.
It was
not all run. They didn't run all the time. They really mixed it up. It was well-conceived and well-called. If you want to call Kamara's 57-yard screen pass a run, that's fine. But that's getting a great player in space and getting it blocked. So I didn't have the feeling that I had with Green Bay last year until the score started to get a little prohibitive.
Well, how dare you suggest they ran every single play, Walchuk?
Yeah,
it was easy money for Brad.
I don't know. I saw a lot of smart people, including Brian, that were putting out cuts of tape today.
Wow.
Looked like he got pretty bullied to me.
So
I stand by everything I said. Out of respect, no. I could have clapped back harder on the broadcast. I didn't.
No, you did the right thing.
But
yeah,
you pulled punches.
You know, sometimes you just got to let it go. Brian, did you feel like it's more about the physicality than the motion?
The motion?
In the ocean?
The motion of what the Saints did to you?
Yeah, the Cowboys are struggling with.
I think that game to me was about their inability to handle the physicality, yeah. And watching the tape, you could see them coming off the football, and they were winning the line. They were clearly winning the line, and they were winning, you know, they went in the front seven. Really, they didn't have a great answer for that. And a lot of that has to do with your ability to get off blocks and play physical and be good at the point of attack. And I don't think Dallas was very good at that at all. Well, I think they were good at the point of attack against Cleveland. I don't think they were good at the point of attack against
these guys. Felt very reminiscent of a lot of their big L's last year. They get down.
The motion is a problem, though. Motion is a problem because
oh, yeah.
that kind of they were setting up blockers, But, man, when those blockers got in place, you didn't have a very good answer for that.
I would argue that the scheme allows for, I mean, no, it's not like that offensive line is just with a bunch of bullies, that it's just like they're just better than the guy in front of them, right, and they can just absolutely eat their lunch. I mean, they're being set up for great success. The Niners do this with average offensive linemen outside of Trent Williams, but they get themselves, they set themselves up for great success. And like you said, Micah didn't even realize until a second after the ball snapped at times that he's being doubled because they're bringing somebody afterwards. Like they're being helped by their coach a ton here. This is basically the same offensive line they had last year when they were just a very average football team. So I think if you had the same coaches as last year for the Saints yesterday, that you're not scoring half as many points, even with the same players. Okay, here's the final call in the post game, or not the final call in the post game, but one of the calls in the post game, and it'll end us here for Two Guys, One Booth.
All right, let's go to Bayless in Houston. Bayless, what's going on?
Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you for taking my call. Also, I have to say this. Bobby Belt is an idiot. He ruined the morning show, and that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Hysterical. Thanks, Bayless. I appreciate it, dude.
Wow.
All right, let's go to Jim in Round Rock. Jim, what's going on?
Hysterical, bro.
Crap, I nearly swallowed my gum on that one. Poor Bobby.
That's our guy, Big Jim.
Poor Bobby.
Let's go. He was like, damn, that was funny.
Oh, it's good.
But I feel bad for Bob. There it is. Two Guys, One Booth, an audio celebration at Cowboys game day here on 105.3 The Fan. Big game against the Ravens. Cowboys are favored because Baltimore is 0-2. The game's at AT&T. We'll come back and chat with CA and Fred before the Cowboys hour. It's coming up at 7 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Cooper Beebe coming up in the Cowboys hour here from 7 to 8. And then from 8 to 11, you will have the Fan After Dark. Tonight's configuration features Fred Davis and Chris Arnold, the three-time Hall of Famer. Another bet payoff is on the line tonight, gentlemen, as a Monday Night Football is going to pit the Eagles against the Falcons. It's a bird off.
Wow.
Do you think Atlanta has a chance here?
Listen, after what we saw take place yesterday throughout the course of our football Sunday, I mean, everything's on the table. Nothing can surprise us tonight.
Yeah, they absolutely have a chance.
I certainly would think the Eagles at home, Kirk Cousins looking like a shell of himself, and we know generally in a primetime situation, he's not a guy that you want to count on. There was apparently a quote from Troy Aikman here on the broadcast leading into the game. He says he talked to Kirk, and he said he's not 100%, but he feels 100% in the pocket.
Okay.
So that's
all right.
The game. Not exactly sure what that means, but
sounds like Michael Penix time to me.
They had a game last week against the Steelers. They didn't run a play action pass, I saw.
Yeah, he had the least amount of movement ever as it pertains to his drop back in his whole career. Yeah. Everything was just pistol, shotgun, quick. They don't trust him to be under center. Yeah. He can't run the distance that it takes to go from under center to like play action. There's no boots, no waggles. I know those are your favorite.
My favorite place.
He looks like he's a guy playing on one leg right there. It's very, very not cool.
If Atlanta can stop the run, though, they'll have a chance. I mean, Barkley was the straw that stirred the drink for the Eagles, and Green Bay certainly moved the football on them last week, so I don't know how good that defense is right now.
Yeah, it was a heck of a pickup for them once again. Did Minnesota do something in particular to get the best of San Francisco? What's going on there?
Brock Purdy said to Brian Flores after the game, like, damn good scheme. So maybe we need to look at what Brian Flores was doing, but now they got Debo hurt. Debo's going to miss a few weeks. You don't have Christian McCaffrey. We'll see what goes on in San Francisco.
Did Darnold come from San Francisco?
Yeah, he was their backup last year.
Oh,
so that's kind of a revenge game there for him. Yeah,
might have been scout team guy against them a few times.
And the explosive plays are just not there the same. Like Jordan Mason's done an admirable job through two games filling in for McCaffrey, but McCaffrey is a guy that gets you explosive runs in a way that Mason
had 100
does
though,
not.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I mean,
yes.
I'm just saying like he had
exactly. Like he's done a solid job, but the difference between McCaffrey and solid job Mason is quite a bit. In the explosive plays, we know that's something that matters really more than anything. And
McCaffrey will be back for Dallas then, right?
Who knows?
It's hard to say.
We don't know right now. They
got him for four games, right?
I think I saw 6 weeks is what they're expecting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They put him on IR, right?
Yeah. So it'll be at least four, but it could be longer.
Tomorrow, big day in Frisco. The city council is going to vote on a public-private renovation project in partnership with FC Dallas to renovate Toyota Stadium. Project will enhance the guest experience at MLS's third oldest soccer-specific venue.
So not a bad building up there, but
it
could
is.
Be better.
The Hall of Fame up there is really nice. We've broadcast from there before.
Yeah.
I would rather them keep the money and try and get players involved.
Thank you.
You know, like if Frisco really wants to help, maybe give the team the money and let them keep their better players.
You think hanging on to guys like Weston McKennie and Ricardo Pepi would have helped?
I'm not going to lie to you. I know we're near the bottom of the table. We're not doing well.
No, it's bad.
We're not doing well.
Yeah, thankfully, there's just a half dozen games or so left.
You know, we didn't get to mention something from yesterday's football, but the Packers vomiting situation, that's pretty...
Dude heaved on the ball and they threw it, right?
Josh Myers, the center.
The center puked on the ball right before the snap, and then Malik didn't throw the ball on third down. He ran for it, even though it was a pass play. And then LaFleur's like, why didn't you throw it? And he said that when he asked Malik why he didn't throw that ball on third down, he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. So it was puke ball, and he just wasn't comfortable. He had never practiced.
I mean, he puked on the laces.
Yeah, he just puked. Yeah, I mean,
it's on the football. Yeah, puked on the ball.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, what's more impressive, Malik Willis still having the wherewithal to figure out to get the first down, or that center puking on the ball but then still protecting and doing his job?
I think the center.
Well, I don't know, that moment right after you puke,
you feel amazing? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, true. Oh, man, it's finally like got the demons out. It's like a dopamine rush.
Play an NFL snap and block another human being.
I would be more impressed. How about if you like block the dude, you set on him, and then you vomit
on him.
And then you vomit on him. It's like kabuki dust, you know. Oh, you blow kabuki dust.
What that is, but
you know, kabuki, the wrestler.
Oh,
he used
exactly.
to blow green dust on people, and they'd get all confused.
Kabuki.
And you just blow chunks on the dude, and he'd just stop.
Hell yeah.
I would, wouldn't you?
That's an all-pro move right there, Brian.
Yeah, if somebody threw up on you, just stop.
If I get a chance to kabuki dust you, okay, you know I'm going to take advantage of that.
Kabuki dusted.
All righty. Thanks so much to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo and, of course, Brian Broaddus. Big show tomorrow. Kamar Rocker is going to join us at 3:10, CY 4:20, and then Mark Schlereth right after that at 4:40. Until tomorrow... slow down. Okay. Until what was the most poignant moment from today's Cowboys coverage show for you? I think it was me asking John Machota, what do the Cowboys have to do? And he said, get Aaron Donald out of retirement. You'd have a shot. Anything for you?
It's a pipe dream.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I would say get, could you have stolen Kubiak off the sideline from New Orleans yesterday and made him yours? Just a coach swap,
a midseason coaching change.
You get shoddy. Yeah. We get Kubiak.
Right on.
That would have been fun.
Hey, trades for coaches have happened, Jerry.
Yeah, in season.
We'll throw in our RB1 too, Ezekiel
in
Elliott.
In season.
Until tomorrow, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.